Hi, everyone. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the March Energy Update for 2024. Whew, we are already entering spring in this powerful year. There is so much energy moving in February, a little bit of chaos, a little bit of those ups and downs. But what I heard so powerfully is that everything that happened was here to move you forward, even if it didn't seem that way. So try to hold on to that perspective as we move into March. Many of you will already feel that you're different than you were even a few months ago, let alone a year ago. The feeling in the air is like this year is ready to bring us what we need. So let's like set ourselves up to succeed, and March is a great month to do that. We're continuing the themes of transformation and letting go of what no longer serves us. But in March, it's a watery Pisces month. So it kind of evokes the feelings of compassion, of depth, of wisdom. So this is a great time to bring new awareness to old issues. And it's like an invitation from the universe to let your life be easier. That seems to be the theme for me, is let me show you where you're making it harder than it needs to be. Because the things that are hard are going to get harder. And a lot of physical symptoms are up for people from coming into February into March, where you're going to see physical ailments coming up because everything is on the rise. Everything is getting bigger and gaining momentum. So your body is trying to tell you something. Don't try so hard. Relax more. So instead of fighting it or getting upset about it, just go, I'm allowing the energy that I've asked for to come to me easily. That's what we want for this month. It's a time to sort of create a new stability in ease, in flow as we move forward. So choose to walk through this month with a little more confidence and embrace your own personal wisdom, embracing what you've learned so far. This is really a time, guys, where we're moving into unapologetically being ourselves. And they just keep pushing that on me because that's what people are asking for on such a collective level. And we need to be part of that, especially coming into a powerful end of this year. So this is a great month to also step back and get a bird's eye view on yourself and others. It's definitely a time I'm feeling like to listen more before you express. So it's kind of like, how do I step back from a situation before I react to a situation? Pay attention to your knee-jerk reactions and then pause. Because again, you're going to have wisdom and compassion and depth available to you in a more powerful way. So if you take that pause, everything will go smoother. And they're showing me this with like work dynamics, with partner dynamics, with friendships, because this will help us hear the messages from the universe really clearly, either what that gift is from that person or what we're supposed to get from that situation. And we're just going to move through things a lot quicker if you have this perspective. So remember that when you're in reaction, it's always the result of something that's in you that needs attention. No matter how right you are, it's still you. So that's a really hard perspective. And this month is a strong reminder that our emotions or our internal GPS is how our soul communicates with us. So sometimes we'll call in people to put us in reaction so we can see what's going on with us. So the basis is, if you're heading in the direction you want to go, you feel good. You feel at peace. You feel satisfied. You feel hopeful, ideally happy. If you're opposing it, if you're walking in opposition, you're going to feel any sort of negative emotion, resentment, anger, fear, whatever it may be. Because many of you are still staying in situations, relationships, or patterns that perpetuate an emotional pattern within you of resentment, of sadness, of anger. And you're sort of holding on to it because you're right. And it's, we've been talking about this for the past few months, and they're giving it to me so strong this month of your work is to just clean up your side of the street and get other people out of your equation. Okay. The strongest message when I was meditating for March is this is time to face your fears and be brave. Fear of uncertainty is so much of what has held so many of us back. And this month you can take an honest look at both your strengths and your weaknesses. And facing your fears is facing the things about ourselves that maybe we don't like or we're not proud of. And this is a really great time to sort of heal imposter syndrome or self-doubt. Fill the holes where you can while owning the things you're maybe not great at. You know, as you embrace this whole of you, your team of helpers and guidance on this plane and the other planes will sort of be drawn to you. I'll use this example in music for me. I'm good at, say, you know, singing and some melody and lyrics, but I need someone who's an engineer. I need a guitar player or a piano player to really lay that down. So instead of going, I need to be all of those things, I'm going to go, let me call in the people that can fill those holes for me, because I'm mediocre at those things, but this is what I'm great at. And I'm using that analogy because I think that a lot of us believe we have to do it all. Instead of like, no, bring me the people that can do the stuff that they're great at. What's my greatness? Where is my true greatness? And taking full ownership of that, and also going, hey, I'm not great at that, and that's okay. And also, if you want to be great at it, do the work. Take the steps every day to be great at it. If I want to be a great piano player, I got to be practicing. I got to be taking lessons. So really examine who you want to be and where you feel like I have a hole and I can own it, or I need to fill it. Okay, so it's really paying attention to that, cleaning up energy this month. So the theme for me too is how we manage our emotions. Because what happens is, I have so many of you guys, and there's basically three ways people manage their emotions. They react, get angry, get it out. They hold it in until they explode. Or lastly, they sort of sit with themselves with it and never express it to the other people. And I think all of them are valid in some way, but the main thing that I want to sort of give you this month is the self-soothing techniques. That is our basis for creation. How do I feel negative emotion and do something about it, which is self-soothing? So I wrote here in the energy update some of the small things that I feel like might be helpful for you. These are the things I see every day, all day with people. And so I just put them in, which is depression, anxiety, fear, and then anger and resentment. Those are really the top three feelings. So when you feel depressed, that means you need to express something. That means you need to talk to a friend. You need to get outside. You need to focus on, you know, amp up what you desire in life. And you might be like, oh, well, I don't believe it. So if I amp up my desire, I don't believe it. So then you go, I want to believe. I want to believe. What do I want? I want to believe I can do this. So go outside, connect with nature. You got to start, make yourself move and express out in the world when you feel depressed. Okay. With anxiety and fear, I've said this before, when we are in anxiety, we are not only overestimating the problem, but we are underestimating ourselves. So we must first regulate, and this is just really simple deep breaths, guys, which I've talked to you about this before, in 4, out 8, really in half the number, out double the number. So what you want to do is go, hey, how do I breathe? And then go, where do I feel disempowered? And what does this make me know I want? Where do I want to feel empowered? And in some way, you must embrace the uncertainty and claim everything's always working out for me. It's all going to be okay, because anxiety is really just our relationship with uncertainty. So when we feel uncertain, we sort of paralyze ourselves in movement. And that's why I feel like so many of you get stuck. Last one is anger and resentment. Reach for empathy, reach for compassion. Write out what you're upset about. What does it make you know you want? What is the clarity that you got from this about yourself and this other person or this other situation? What is it showing you? Is it showing you a pattern that's familiar to you? And how can I let go of this? How can I reach for love? What would love do now? Because if you guys don't do this work, you're just gonna keep getting this energy punching you in the face over the next few months. Please do the work this month, you guys. Powerful energy is available to you. March is bringing a new truth. You can have a new truth. Everything is easy for me. Money is flowing to me. Whatever your new truth is, this is the time to claim it and own it. Open to receive the highest perception of yourself, your highest version of yourself, your greatest pieces of yourself. Take responsibility for your own heart and feelings with courage and acceptance and love. Be grateful for the life you've created and be so excited for what's coming. Love you guys all so much. I'm also doing Dee Wallace's show, Conscious Creation, on Sunday, March 3rd at 9 a.m. If you can find her on Blog Talk Radio, you can see the link in my newsletter. Hope to talk to you guys then. You can call in or listen later. Up to you. Have a great month.